Good afternoon. First of all, any team news, injury concerns going into this game?
No, everybody is fit and available. The only one is Pontus Jansson. I will take a call on in the morning, but he was out there on the grass today, so it's positive.
I'd imagine Pontus is pretty keen to be involved in this.
Oh, yeah, massively. of course, he wants to play this game, but let's see.
Have you been questioning him, asking him, getting some inside tips about, because I know he still speaks to a lot of people up at Leeds as well. He's still in contact with a lot of people. Has he got anything to feed back to you?
Yeah, of course. I think when we play teams where players played last year or they have a specific knowledge about their style, of course we use that in the build-up to the game. We use it a lot, especially to the first game. So that knowledge was already in our, how can you say, knowledge book about Leeds going into this preparation for this game. So this small bits.
How important is it, or how keen are you for Pontus to show that he is fit and play in this game?
Yeah, I think if he's fit and ready, then it's positive. If not, then we have two other centre-backs who've done brilliant.
And just in terms of Pontus, since he's been here, you have a fantastic defensive record. Is it very much Leeds' loss that you have Pontus in your defence this season?
I think you need to ask Bielsa and his staff about that. I know that we are extremely happy that we're having Pontus here, and I think Pontus has done a top job at the club on and out of the pitch. So very, very pleased with him.
The games, of course, come thick and fast in the Championship, and you don't get much rest in between them. But given where the two sides are in the league and how much rest on this, is there something extra on this game? Do you sense going into it?
I think you guys should do everything to build it up to be a big one. Of course it's a big game. Of course, I think for various reasons. One of the reasons is I think that it's two of the best football size in the division, and I hope both teams are going out there and just want to attack and want to create a top football match and may the best team win the match. And I'm, as a football person, I'm really looking forward to this game in many, many aspects. Is it going to be decisive for the season? I don't think so. I think it's important for the team who's getting 3 points, and of course we will do everything we can to get 3 points, and we're very confident. And we know at Griffin Park, that's our fortress, under the floodlights, the fans will be behind us, and it's absolutely a sellout. So it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere in a game played with top intensity, and hopefully you can also manage to play some good football. If we win it, will it increase our momentum? Yes. If we draw it, what? Yeah, a little bit. If we lose it, yes, of course, a slightly setback. But we need to continue. I think there's 15 games left, including this match. So we can use it to a lot if we win, but it's not the end of the world if we don't. But of course, we want to win it.
You used the word momentum there, and Fortress, Griffin Park playing at home, the home crowd and everything like that. And then you look at Leeds' form recently. Mm-hmm. Are you very much the team with the momentum going into this one?
Yeah, I think that's clear. Of the two teams, we definitely have more momentum than Leeds right now. And everybody know how much I respect Bielsa and his staff and what I think they've done to Leeds and how they build them up as a club and as a team. And I think it's potentially maybe the best team in this division, the way they've played this season. I think if you look at every stats and everything, they are bang up there. Also, the way they play, because they play differently to any other team in this division. But besides that, there's no doubt if they could pick, they couldn't pick a worse place to play Tuesday night. They couldn't. I'm 100% sure. That's what I know. I'm 100% sure they fear us going into this game. But that's not the same that we're just going to win it, because one thing is momentum, one thing is history and all that, and then you go into the game, and every game have their own life. So it'll be we don't know exactly what to expect, but I promise you one thing, we'll be absolutely at it and ready to attack.
What do you make of Bielsa burnouts? It's a familiar pattern. Happened last season where they were in the top two until around February, and then they ended up just about making it into the playoffs, and it's happened at Marseille and Madrid as well, where his teams tend to reach the stage of the season and then perhaps lose a bit of form. Is that something you can tap into?
I think, look at the season last year. I think they were 1-0 up, 11 against 10 against Wigan. That was a freak result. And we know it's a club with a lot of pressure. So there's a lot of things that is adding to the mix of how you judge teams and their form. There's no doubt about that they play with an extreme intensity, higher than any other team in this division, which we can only praise them for. So I think there's so many things into it. And of course, when a team leading throughout the season or in the top position, and then when they drop, you need to blame somebody or something for the drop of form.
Just in terms of where you find yourselves at the moment, very much in the mix, is there less pressure on you? When you look at the teams around you, teams that have been in the Premier League, teams that have achieved things in Europe in their past, they have these great histories. Do you think for Brentford you can play perhaps with a less pressure on your shoulders?
This outside pressure, and how do we define that, and how do you feel it, and how is it? But there's no, we never know, but there's no doubt than the other clubs up there. The pressure is so much bigger, of course it is, from the supporters and the media and the history of the clubs and all that. So of course it's so much bigger there. But that's one thing, the outside pressure. Then there's the inside pressure, or from yourself or your players or your staff that just want to push. And I think that's the same in more or less in every other club. I think the pressure we put on ourselves in terms of perform is as big as in the other clubs. But of course, the outside pressure is natural. I think it's so much bigger in the other clubs. And I don't think that's an advantage for them.
Can I ask about Saïd Benrahma? He's given an interview saying his focus is purely on Brentford, but his dream long-term is to play in the Premier League, and maybe he'll look at that in the summer. Is your message to him, it's like, well, you could achieve that dream here if you keep that focus?
I think that would be the dream scenario, definitely. I think Saïd Benrahma is a player that have had a top development the last 1.5 years here at Brentford, and we're very proud of what he have achieved so far. And I think his skill set is designed to play in the Premier League, so I definitely think he has the capacity of that. What I like as well is because he's a big individualist. I think maybe the best in the league in terms of, you know, 1v1 skills and passes and stuff like that. But also his work ethic, how hard he works. I think that's why he's very interesting as a player.
Thank you.